Tuesday, March 6th, 2012. It's the Panel Pals Comics Podcast. I'm Leo.
I'm Michael.
And this week, we got a pretty interesting show. We're going to talk about Superman, Red Sun, talk about Bug Comic, get some Stumble Upon segments in, talk about anime FLCL, or Fooly Cooly, whatever you want to call it. And, of course, we're going to talk about some other stuff. So what have you been up to this week, Michael?
Not really much of anything. This week's been boring. Having another one of those crises, isn't it?
I think it's crises.
Okay, anyways, I'm going through one of those where I can't decide what I want to do in my life again. So tomorrow, I'm going to go to a career fair.
You just had, like, what, 6 months ago?
Uh-huh. It was less than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, right about, it was.
It's probably, right before this semester, so.
Yeah.
I went to a counselor for that.
So, what's at the career fair? Just different jobs and whatnot?
I guess. I've never been to one.
Oh, okay. Neither have I.
But, I'm like a psychology major now, but I have no idea what kind of job I could see myself doing.
Be a psychology teacher.
I don't know. I think I hate people too much to be a teacher.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
I know, I want to be a biology teacher, and, like, I was thinking about that today at work, how much I hate people. I was wondering, I still think I could do it. I'd probably be very blunt with the kids, so.
Yeah, teacher's definitely on my list of maybes right now, but I don't know. I just really don't like people. I have to deal with terrible children and their terrible parents.
Yeah, because you would have to teach high school at least if you were a psychology teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's when kids suck the most.
Pretty much. I think I prefer that over elementary school, though.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, so, career fair, that's pretty cool. I don't know, I haven't really done anything this week either. Just kind of worked and whatnot. Hated my life a little bit. You know, same old, same old.
Yeah.
At one point today, I was thinking about, I don't know why, I think I was in the biblical greeting cards section of the store.
It's my favorite section.
And, like, I don't know why, but I was thinking about Solomon and the baby and how he's, like, cut it in half.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, the thought of, like, a half-dead baby and, like, half a dead baby and what you would do with it gets made me laugh for some reason. I don't know why. I'm probably a terrible person.
Probably. That's kind of a... What card were you looking at, or were you just thinking about it?
I don't know. Like, I was in that section. I think one of them was, like, a King Solomon card, and I thought about it. And then I was like, man, what, like, changing a diaper on a half-dead baby? Or half-a-dead baby?
That's really morbid.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But, yeah. It is what it is. See, I'm probably a terrible person.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. But whatever. It is what it is. So... let's see. We still got our Stitcher going on. Give us a dollar. Enter the promo code PanelPals. Do it. People, do it. Listen to us on Stitcher and give us a dollar. That's pretty much what's going on. We got our YouTube channel, which I don't know if it has show 11 on there or not. It may.
I hadn't even checked.
I can't remember if I did it or not. But anyway... YouTube, I'm pretty sure it's like, let's see, what's the URL? I got it copied somewhere. www.youtube.com/user/panelpals. Pretty easy stuff. So, I don't know, you can listen to the podcast that way if you would like. We have our contest. This is the last week. If not, it's over and whoever, you know, emailed in gets the game. But, so, once again, the contest, Dirt 3, it's a $50 game on Steam. You can get it for free. $40. faux free. Anyway, so you can follow us on Twitter, at Panel Pals. You can call us on our Google Voice number or text us at 626-765-7257. I repeat, 626-765-7257. But you can text us, call us, whatever you would like. I recorded a special voicemail for that. And just let us know what you think of the show, any comments, you know, changes you would like to see, any kind of suggestions for the comic or anything, you know, whatever. Just talk to us, basically. You can email us at panelpalspodcast@gmail.com. Or follow us on Tumblr at www.panelpalspodcast.tumblr.com. There we go. That's just a lot of URLs going on. But, let's see. Also, we're a part of the Real Comic Guys. Don't forget about that. Comic reviews, comic news, all that good stuff. realcomicguys.tumblr.com. Check them out. Did I forget anything, Michael?
Sounds like you got everything covered.
Yeah, I know. That was a lot of stuff. Most people probably fast-forwarded through that.
Probably. That's what I would have done.
Shut up. This is your podcast.
I'm lazy.
True, true. Yeah, well, I mean, you don't listen to them anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. I haven't listened to a single podcast.
Yep. We are 2.5 months into this, and Michael was yet to listen to a single one.
I hate the sound of my own voice.
But yeah, whatever.
Hopefully you don't.
No, yeah, hopefully not. So you want to move on to the game, Michael Pruitt? Say your full name again. Dude, I'm bad about that.
People are going to stalk me now.
Oh, yeah, because you reactivated your Facebook.
I imagine a bunch of people tried, like, right before I deactivated it.
Yeah. Anyway, go Facebook stalk Michael. But anyway, you want to talk about the game now, Michael?
Yeah, so this is kind of a really popular game that just came out. It's called Saints Row the Third. And if you've ever played Grand Theft Auto, it's pretty similar to it. The fourth one, that is, not really the old top-down ones.
Those are awesome. I remember playing those on the PC back in the day.
I played one of them, like, on the Game Boy or something.
Back when I was, like, 6, because that's what I did when I was 6.
I wasn't allowed to play M or T-rated games back then, so I had to go over to my friend's house and play them. Anyways, Saints Row the Third is kind of like Grand Theft Auto. Like, you play as a gang leader, and everything you do is to earn money and get respect for your gang, and I think, like, the biggest part of the game to me is the co-op mode.
Yeah.
You can have one other player in the game with you, and they can do pretty much anything you can do in single player.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, me and our friend Luke have been playing it just about every day for hours and hours.
Yeah, you've been sending me screenshots, some of which are a bit risque.
Yeah, it's a very risque game.
What's the name of that one weapon, the penetrator?
Yeah, you can go into that one. Since you have the pictures and all.
Yeah, it's just a giant purple sex toy on a baseball bat handle.
I don't have this weapon.
Yeah, that's all Luke.
It's all Luke. And I have been knocked unconscious by it quite a few times.
Yep.
Anyways, Luke and I have spent so many hours hijacking cars, taking them to a garage, souping them up, customizing them, all this junk. We do story missions. Oh, you can buy buildings that will give you income delivered straight to your PDA or cell phone or whatever.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so you can just invest a ton of money and you'll get a whole bunch back. It's really great.
That is pretty great. That's a nice little feature.
And apart from Grand Theft Auto, or the thing that really sets it apart is it's so ridiculous. Like, you can't really take it seriously if you weren't having so much fun, that is. Because you can, like, there's so many different costumes you could put on, and, like, they have furry costumes. you can run around wearing lingerie and...
Or nothing at all.
Or nothing. Don't worry, it blurs it.
Michael's eyes are tender, otherwise he wouldn't be able to play.
It's true, my parents wouldn't let me. It's a great game, though. It's ridiculous as it is. It's, like, a really fun game to play with a friend.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, I've heard you and Luke play it. Like, I haven't bought the game, obviously, because I'm cheap. But I've heard you and Luke play it over Skype, and it sounds like it's a lot of fun.
It really is. Everything, just about everything you can get is upgradable.
Like, that's cool.
From cars to guns to you level up.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Everything's customizable. You can customize your gangs, your gang members, what they wear. You can turn them all into prostitutes.
Heck yeah. That's what I do.
We did that as soon as we could.
I bet. Weirdos. No.
Yeah.
But no, it sounds like a lot of fun, though.
It really is. If you don't already have it, the game is on sale right now for half off. I don't know if it will be by the time this podcast is out.
It's going to be up on...
Steam.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell the store.
Yeah. It's on Steam. Yeah.
You can probably get cheap somewhere.
Probably so.
It's been out for a little while.
Yeah, it has been out for a little while. How much is a regular price on Steam, do you know?
I think it's $50.
Wow, okay.
Like the game we're trying to give away.
Yeah, just like Dirt 3. $50, go. Wow. How much was it on sale?
$25.
That's not bad at all.
No, that's why I had to get it.
Yeah, that's understandable. That's too much for me, but that's understandable. I still need to pay Luke back. Man.
Luke owes me money now. I bought his.
Oh, snap. Dang. You should hold it over his head.
I will.
All right, so Michael, what would you rate Saints Row the Third?
Should I just rate it with what I played, which is co-op? Or should I rate it?
Yeah, I mean, by itself? I don't know. However you want to do it.
Okay, I'm going to rate it first, starting out co-op. Such a fun game, like playing it with a friend. I'd give it an 8.5.
Okay.
Let's see, the only thing I can think about, the biggest problems would be there's a lot of glitches. But we've glitched so many times where he would go down, I couldn't revive him, or just little stuff like that that get annoying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's totally playable. And it can get just a little bit repetitive, but we're still finding stuff to do, and we've been playing it for hours and hours.
Okay.
But, yeah, 8.5. I imagine single player is fun to play by yourself, too. I'm sure it's not as fun as co-op, mm-hmm. but it's totally playable as single player.
Okay, 8.5. That's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid
game.
Yeah, I mean, anything with a weapon called the Penetrator.
Yeah.
Anything.
It also makes me feel super gangsta.
Gangsta with an A instead of an ER. Gangsta. You're funny. You're like the whitest kid ever.
I'm trying to get more freckles to fix that.
I'm pretty sure more freckles just makes you whiter. Like whiter as far as ethnicity goes.
Yeah, probably.
Alright, so we want to move on. Oh yeah, we have an anime this week. What? It's been a long time since we've done that. Like what, like episode 4 or something?
Yeah, I just don't really watch a lot of them. I'll just watch whatever you tell me to, though.
Yeah. I mean, I texted Andrew, because you and I both kind of decided that we wanted to do another anime, you know?
Yeah, I like watching stuff and not even have to
yeah.
think about it.
And so I was just like, Andrew, give me animes. Go. And he texted me like a 7-page long message. with, like, a bunch of them. And I was just like, oh, pick one of them. Like, that one, that'll work. But anyway, the anime we're going to talk about this week, FLCL, or Fooly Cooly. It's an anime from, I think it aired back in, like, 2000, 2001 originally. Something like that. Let me check.
I'd never even heard of it until you suggested that we watch it.
Yeah, I remember watching it back in the day on Adult Swim.
That's probably why I've never heard of it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Originally aired 2000 to 2001. Okay. But anyway, like, yeah, I remember watching it back in the day on Adult Swim because they would just, like, play episodes randomly at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's weird.
Yeah.
They just play them, not even in any kind of order.
Well, no, okay, because there's only 6 episodes, so I thought I had seen all 6, obviously, because, you know, I watched it so often on Adult Swim. Turns out I'd only seen, like, 4 of the 6 ever. So there were a couple episodes that, like, I had never seen before, so it was, like, new stuff for me. And I also had no idea what the order of the ones I had seen was either, so that was nice to kind of get a good uniform story.
And it is so crazy. I barely could keep up with it.
Yeah, like, it is pretty crazy. It's like the weirdest coming-of-age story ever.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so weird. And I don't watch, like, hardly any animes at all.
Yeah.
I pretty much talked about all of them I've ever seen on here. But I'm pretty sure there's not many that are weirder than that.
Yeah, okay, because basically the story is, so this kid, Nauta, he also gets called Takun a lot in the show, but Nauta, he's just hanging around doing his thing one day when this chick on a Vespa hits him, gives him CPR, and then hits him in the head with a guitar. And so then later on, oh yeah, the girl's name is Haruko Haruhara. I'm reading all these names off of Wikipedia right now. That's the only reason I know them all. But anyway, so she hits him heads up with a guitar. Then, like, he goes home, and, oh, she's the live-in maid now. And so, after she hits him heads with a guitar, he hits this bump on his head, turns into a horn, and then a robot pops out of his head. And it goes from there.
And it gets so much weirder.
Yeah. So if you like animes where robots pop out of little boys' heads, people use guitars as a weapon. A robot, actually, at one point, the robot poops out the little boy as well.
That was gross.
That was kind of weird. Let's see, what else? What other great things are there? One of the robots can fly.
They have giant robot fights randomly in the city.
Like about once every episode, it seems like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just awesome, though, isn't it?
I really enjoyed it just because it was so crazy.
Yeah, I was kind of worried at first that you wouldn't enjoy it just because it was so crazy.
It freaked me out, like, really bad at first. Like, I was like, am I watching the right thing? Like, did I type in the wrong thing?
Because it's a little bit sexual as well.
I'm pretty sure all of them are. Or all of them are. That we've seen, or I've seen.
Death Note wasn't that bad.
It had some.
Yeah, but most of it was, like, weird homoerotic stuff between L and Light.
Maybe I missed that.
Come on, there's the foot washing, and they're, like, staring deeply into each other's eyes. Come on. That was pretty gay.
I can never go back and watch that again.
That was a pretty gay moment. But anyway.
The foot washing was symbolic of something else.
I don't care. Let's not talk about foot washing.
Oh yeah, you have bad experiences with that.
Jesus weekend permanently scarred me on foot washing. That's the craziest story. Anyway.
So that would freak me out.
Anyway. But anyway, so back to Fooly Cooly. Anyway, so like Nauta gets hit in the head, he has a robot come out of his head. He has like 4 robots come out of his head, I think. Just throughout the show, they keep popping out of his head. And they're all robots built by this place called Medical Mechanica, which is this giant corporation in Alta's hometown called Mombasa. Yeah, the city of Mombasa. That's where Medical Mechanica is.
It didn't hardly explain any of this. It just kind of...
Yeah,
kinda
like, there wasn't a lot of explanation. It was just like, boom, this is what's happening. Which, I kind of like that, actually.
It kept you, like, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Kept you on your feet, that's it.
Yeah, like...
Is that the phrase I'm looking for?
Kept you on your toes?
On your toes. Those other things down there.
Yep. Like, it didn't give you a lot of exposition, but the exposition it did give you was enough for you to kind of follow what was going on, you know?
It moves so fast.
Yeah, because there's only 6 episodes. They have, you know, it's only like 2 hours worth of show, but they cram a lot of stuff into it. And one of the things I really liked the most, though, was the music. It's by a Japanese band called The Pillows. They did, like, the soundtrack for the entire show, which I thought was pretty cool. It was pretty good music, too.
There's a lot of rock references in there.
Yeah, there is. They reference so much stuff. Like, something about Van Halen at one point. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure, what's her name? Haruko? Yeah, Haruko is an alien, kind of.
The thing is what she said.
Yeah, she's an extraterrestrial investigator. So she's an alien, pretty much.
Which it doesn't explain too much in there.
Nope. Not at all.
You just roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's fun to watch. That's probably the best thing about it.
It's great to watch. It's on Netflix for free, if you have Netflix. Obviously.
And most people do.
Yep. It's on Hulu as well.
So you have no excuse not to watch it?
Pretty much. It only takes like 2 hours of your life.
Unless you're afraid of hyperactive, terrifying things.
Let's just put it this way. Michael watched it, and Michael has so many social phobias, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
So if you don't watch it, what's wrong with you? Yes, on Netflix, on Hulu, on iTunes. Pretty cool stuff. Because I watched it on Netflix over the course of like 2 days. Did you download them all, Michael?
No, I just watched them online.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was excited that they were on Netflix.
I've never even seen them before, but I don't really go. Everything that pops up on our Netflix is like Westerns.
Because your dad.
Yeah, my dad. My dad's a critic when he watches movies. He's like, these are terrible actors. And I'm like, well, no wonder dad had a 2.5 star rating.
Netflix, I mean, Fully Cooley has like a 4, like a 4.5 on Netflix.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good show, is what I'm saying.
It's kind of out there, but it's really fun to watch.
Like I said, it's like the weirdest coming of age story ever. Because really it's all about, like, Naota and him, because he's in 6th grade. So it's all about him and, like, him kind of trying to figure out what he's doing, him becoming a little bit more of an adult, him trying to learn how to express his feelings. And he has robots popping out of his head while he's doing that. Because, I mean, that's the best kind of pimple, I guess. The one that turns into a robot. Yeah, they get pooped out by a robot. And then they're a man.
Some people have it so easy.
I know. That's like, the Japanese bar mitzvah is getting pooped out by a robot. That'd be terrifying, actually. Yeah, so pretty good show. Has a 4.5 on Netflix, or like a 4 or something. Go watch it. Michael, what would you rate it?
Out of 10, I'd give it an 8.
Give it an 8? So you're like right up there with Netflix.
Yeah.
I'd give it like an 8.5, I think. Because, I don't know, it brought back good childhood memories of watching it on Adult Swim, so that was nice.
I guess the only thing I didn't like about it, I like calmer, like more laid out stories, I guess.
Yeah.
I wasn't used to it. I guess if I saw more stuff like it, I would like it better. I liked it, though. Like, It's not that I didn't like it.
Which, I know, I'm kind of surprised you liked it, to be honest.
It was really fast.
Like I said, they had to cram a whole show into six... Well, they didn't cram
out there.
They didn't cram a show into six episodes. Like, it's... I think it's well enough thought out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it is very quick. It's only six episodes. So they have to pretty much resolve everything in six episodes. But yeah, so pretty good show. Go check it out. Like I said, on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, you can watch it for free and not have to illegally download it. Because we're trying to be good people here. All right, Michael, do we want to move on to Stumble Upon?
That sounds good.
All right, Stumble Upon it is.
Every day I'm stumbling.
All right, so first article. Elusive mountain man scares owners of remote Utah cabins. To me, this was terrifying. Because he's eluded authorities for more than 5 years. A mountain man who roams the wilderness of southern Utah. Breaking into remote cabins in winter, living off luxury hot food, alcohol, and coffee before stealing provisions and vanishing into the woods. They found abandoned camps, dozens of guns, high-end outdoor gear stolen from the homes, and trash strewn around the forest floor. He's roamed across 1,000 square miles of rugged wilderness where snow can pile 10 feet deep in winter. In a recent note left behind at one cabin, he warned, "Get off my mountain." This is crazy.
That is crazy. I feel like... I want to be him one day.
Like, I just want to know how he's getting around so well in the winter with 10 feet of snow on the ground. Like, what the heck?
Like, do you not want to go out in the woods and be that guy who can survive where no one else thinks you can? And
that's if I want to make one of those Altoid survival kits or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I think you showed me that.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. But, yeah, no, like... At first, they thought he was, like, a fugitive who killed a man in an armed car robbery, and they're like, nah, maybe not him. But, yeah, it's
my crazy. Social phobia is getting worse, I'm totally going to be that guy. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Do they like know who he is or
no? Like they have ideas of who he might be, but they have no idea.
Did anyone seen him or
no?
They just found evidence of him.
Yeah, like they just find his camps riddled, you know, around the area. They find his, you know, where he's broken in and everything. It's crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
Oh, actually, no. The cabin burglar has managed to avoid being seen all but twice over the years. Okay. So, huh.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So, 5 years, he's been running around. He's only been stalled twice. That is scary as heck. I'm never going to Utah.
I mean, I'm never going to Utah, but for different reasons, but...
Yeah. Yeah. The only place in Utah I would go is Salt Lake City, because it's like a liberal paradise in the middle of a conservative wasteland. Because, like, the Mormons are a whole different kind of conservative, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I know a Mormon. She's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I've known several Mormons. But still. Yeah, so crazy mountain man. Oh, yeah, and he defaces religious iconography, apparently.
Okay.
So he does not like Jesus, it seems. And that's
I want to know why he's out there.
Me too, like, what is he doing out there? How has he been able to live this long?
I hope they catch him just so I can find out his story.
Yeah. Just so you can interview him.
It's important to me.
Alright, so next article. Seinfeld actor Daniel Von Bargen survives suicide attempt, makes harrowing phone call. So he played Mr. Krueger in Seinfeld. I have no idea which character that is.
I don't either. I've never seen Seinfeld.
I've seen a lot of it. I still have no idea who it is, though. But apparently, this is back on the 22nd of February, so it's kind of old news.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was in an Ohio hospital after shooting himself in the head Monday.
I didn't even hear about this on the
news. I know. He told the 911 operator, "I've shot myself in the head, and I need help." Word?
After trying to kill himself.
Yeah. "I shot in my temple." What the F? How is he not dead?
And apparently he didn't suffer too much brain damage if he's able to...
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I don't understand... I don't know how it missed all the... You know?
I guess he just changed his mind after it...
I still don't know how he missed, like, not killing himself if he shot himself in the temple. You know what I mean?
I think it's interesting that he didn't try to finish the job. And
that is true. Yeah, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you shoot yourself in the head, you've already made up your mind at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Oh, he was supposed to go to the hospital and didn't want to because he's diabetic, and they were supposed to amputate some of his toes.
Gross.
So I guess that's why he shot himself, maybe?
Was that before?
He was supposed to go to the hospital before, and then he shot himself. So I guess he didn't want his toes amputated or something.
I mean, your toes aren't that important.
I mean, maybe he was just, like, tired of everything. I don't know. But yeah. Dude is hardcore, though, if he lived.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's quite a story.
Indeed it is. All right, Michael. Third article. Maryland State Senate passes gay marriage bill. So a bill that would legalize gay marriage in the U.S. state of Maryland has been approved in the state Senate less than a week after it passed the state House. It'll become law when signed by the governor. It'll make it the 8th U.S. state to permit gay marriage. That's pretty crazy.
I actually remember hearing about this in the news.
Apparently, they're gonna challenge the measure by putting it on the state ballot in November's election.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's good, though. Maryland will join Iowa, New York, Washington, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Vermont, and D.C., which have already legalized same-sex marriage. I did not know that Washington, D.C. had same-sex marriage.
I think I already knew that D.C. did. I didn't know about the, I know about Washington and some of the...
Yeah, I didn't know about Washington either. I knew about, like, Connecticut and stuff, because they're tiny, nobody cares. I mean, really, like, Connecticut's basically like a worker state for New York. Everyone in Connecticut just commutes to New York City every day. I mean, come on.
I'm going to go visit some of those states someday.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I've never left the South. It's kind of sad.
It is, because South sucks.
If you live in the North, don't come here.
Yeah. Southern hospitality is kind of true. It's not worth it, though. Like, people down here are usually pretty nice. Still not worth it at all.
Just go make a friend up north.
Just meet people up north. It'll be better that way.
I think friendly people around here annoy me more just because they talk to me, and I don't want them to talk to me.
Yeah, man. No, what's weird is people at work, they'll see my name tag and start calling me by my name.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me when I worked at Winn-Dixie.
Yeah, and so, hey, I want to be like, "Woman, I don't know you. Get out of my face."
And the elderly ladies would ask me to take bags out of their cars, and they'd say, "Oh, thank you, Michael. I always tip my baggers." And then they'd put a dollar bill deep down in my middle shirt pocket. I thought it was so pretty. I'm sorry, I just had a flashback. It was terrible.
Did you throw up?
A little bit. I swallowed it. We're good.
Okay. But yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, it just makes me mad. Because I don't know those people. They should not be calling me by my name. They want to introduce themselves, then yeah. Like, okay.
You'd be driving around town. People wave at you. I don't know. You don't wave at me.
Yeah, no. That makes me mad when people in stores talk to me and stuff. F that, man. Like, that doesn't just make me uncomfortable. It makes me mad.
Like, it just terrifies me.
Because they really don't know me. Oh, but one thing that was kind of cool, though, is last night I met a colorblind painter.
That's intense.
Yeah. Because he was buying paints and stuff while I was organizing the paint. And he was like, man, I'm colorblind. What color is this? And I was just like, it says champagne. And he's like, F. I need like Sahara gold or something. I'm like, oh, it's right there. He's like, well, I can't tell.
Was he like red colorblind or?
Apparently he's like colorblind, period.
That's intense.
Yeah. Because he said he only used metallic paints because it was easier to tell which was which with them.
Mm-hmm.
They were shiny, apparently.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess it would kind of make sense that you could tell gold, silver, and, like, black metallic paints apart from each other better than you could just, like, regular paints.
Being colorblind would be so depressing.
But, dude, he's a colorblind painter. I was like, how does that work? And he's like, you know, honestly couldn't explain. He's like, it's just crazy.
He's probably scamming everybody.
No, apparently he's pretty good because someone like was like, oh, I love this painting. Make me another one. And that's why he was buying paint. But yeah.
I can see full color and I can't even paint.
I know. It's so depressing.
I'm learning how to draw, though, so we'll see where that goes.
It's like Beethoven being deaf and still making some of the best music ever.
Man, I need a disability.
On a word. I'm going to gouge out one of my eyes. No.
I'm socially awkward. Maybe I'll be a politician.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it works. Okay, so, fourth article for Stumble Upon.
Let's see if we can stay on topic with this one.
Yeah. So, this article is from, who's this from? May 2011. And it says, Osama bin Laden died of disease in 2006.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Okay, so it's saying the former CIA agent who's now living in Turkey says that Osama bin Laden died in 2006. He said, I knew bin Laden's Chechen guard very well. They were with him right to the end. I remember well this date as there were three sixes in it. June 26, 2006. These three men, as well as two Muslims from London and two from the U.S., saw bin Laden dead. He was seriously ill before his death. He faded away to skin and bone. The three Chechens washed his body before burying it. Then he said that on the eve of May 2nd, when Obama announced that bin Laden had been killed, the Americans found only bin Laden's grave near the Afghan-Pakistani border and staged an operation. But yeah, like, what the heck? No. Why would he say it after? You know what I mean?
Yeah, is it just this one guy saying all this?
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting.
It is interesting, like, and he said it, like, right after.
Yeah, he said it, like, two weeks after Osama bin Laden was reported dead.
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any...
It's really bad timing.
Yeah. And he said it to a Russian TV station.
Okay.
Not even to, like, an American station. Because we care about Russia.
Yeah. We love Russia. You'll see that.
Oh, yeah.
Of the week.
I didn't even think about that. That's funny. But, yeah. So, that's pretty much Stumble Upon. Pretty crazy stuff for the most part. Alright. So, now, for our webcomic of the week... Bug comic. So basically, it's drawn by this guy named Adam Huber. And the characters are all like cockroaches, I think. They look like cockroaches to me, anyway.
I hate cockroaches.
I know you do. Also called palmetto bugs, apparently. But anyway. They're all cockroaches, and basically all, like, it's a really funny and clever comic. Like, it's basically, like, all the comic strips are kind of just, like, a thought he has. Because this one's, like, I'm guessing the young rebel pilots hate getting Luke Skywalker for a teacher. Because most of your piloting questions will be answered with, just use the Force. Somehow I don't think he'd understand that not everyone has Force powers. But at least you can easily pass his class by dressing up as Obi-Wan. And below each of those statements, it has like a little, you know, has a little picture with interaction and stuff. It, I don't know. It's,
I like them.
Yeah, they're really good. Like, really good.
Like, for the most part, they're all like little witty observations.
Yeah,
and
it's just like a thought that crossed his mind, basically.
Made a comic out of it.
Yeah. That's what we need to be doing, Michael.
I want to do that someday. It'll be
we
fun.
We need to be able to draw, though, first. You're working on it. Yes. I can be the idea person, and you can draw.
We can make a claymation movie.
No. Stop motion would take forever.
It would. I've made a lot of stop motion videos when I was younger.
Also, how the F would we do that if I live 350 miles away from you?
That'd be a lot of Skype messages.
Actually, I don't even know how many miles. Hundreds of miles, anyway.
It's like a whole train ride. a whole day train ride, I mean.
Yeah, it's hundreds of miles. But yeah, that'll be a lot of Skype messages. But yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty cool comic. Pretty cool little comic. I like it a lot. Adam Huber. Check it out. Bugcomic.com. Alright, Michael, do we want to do the comic of the week?
Let's do it.
Alright, comic of the week. Superman, Red Son. So basically, instead of Superman crash landing in the middle of Kansas, he crash lands in the Ukraine. And he is raised as, like, the Soviet Superman. And it's kind of awesome.
This is the first Superman comic I'd ever read, so I was kind of confused.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew the basic Superman story and all that, but
I didn't even think about that. That would be kind of confusing, I guess. But basically, like, he becomes Stalin's right-hand man. Stalin dies. He becomes, like, the Soviet leader. And then he's, like, in a race with Lex Luthor over there in America to become, like, the most powerful nation in the world. And because he's Superman, he freaking wins, of course, up until a certain point. Then there's time travel and all sort of crazy stuff.
It's really weird.
It is kind of weird. Oh, yeah, and there's a ghetto Batman.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, because, like, one of the Soviet, I think he's the head of the secret police or something. He kills these two people, and their son becomes, like, ghetto Ukrainian Batman, who also hates Superman, and tries to kill him. And doesn't ghetto Batman blow himself up?
Yeah, he's like, swallows a bomb and blows himself up when they're about to catch him or something.
It's pretty crazy. It's kind of great, though. It's definitely worth reading simply for the fact that it's, like, a good what-if story. You know?
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a good kind of like, well, what if Superman really was Russian instead of other stuff?
I mean, he still, like, only cares about helping everyone, even though
he's...
Oh, and it takes place, like, in the middle of the Cold War. That's important.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah. Everybody in America is, like, freaking out that there's a Superman. But
yep.
He still only cares about helping people, so...
Yeah, he's still all about, the, you know, being good and wholesome and whatnot.
And Lex Luthor is still crazy.
Yeah.
Wanting to kill Superman.
Yeah. I mean, can you blame him? Wouldn't you want to kill Soviet Superman?
Well, yeah. Then, yeah, I'd be afraid he'd hunt me down and kill me.
That is, if Superman wasn't such a Boy Scout, he would just win everything forever.
He'd be, like, irredeemable.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what episode did we feature that in?
Number 2, I believe.
Oh, that's a good one. If you ever want to know what Superman would be like if he just killed everyone, you should read it.
Yeah, yeah. Which ends in May.
No.
Yeah, we'll have to revisit Irredeemable after the series ends. Yeah, like, because, okay, with, like, Superman Doomsday, you know, him and Doomsday are fighting, and Superman dies, but he kills Doomsday, too. Superman has laser vision. He could have lobotomized Doomsday at the very beginning and just been done with the whole thing. But no. He had to fight him for, like, hours and destroy buildings and wreck helicopters and all this other retarded stuff because he doesn't want to use his full power.
I think we actually own that comic. Like, it's the only comic I physically own.
I've thought a lot about this, if you haven't noticed.
I'm picking up on that.
This is what I do while I'm at work. I just, like, think about things all the time, because it's terrible. But yeah. I'm pretty sure I own the issue where Superman died. And then there were all the other, like, sort of Superman. Like, Cyborg Superman, Superboy. And there's the weird, like, solar radiation Superman guy.
Okay, I didn't know about any of these.
Yeah, man, it was a crazy time in comic books. Cyborg Superman was crazy. Oh, yeah, and then there's Steel. Steel was cool. He's still a superhero, though.
Yeah, Red Son's the only one I've read.
Yeah, we'll have to fix that. Ooh, I wonder how the new 52 Superman is. I wonder if that's any good. Maybe I'll have to check it out.
I'll have to read those new 52 ones.
They're pretty good. I've been reading Batman and Wonder Woman. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Wonder Woman's in Red Son, by the way.
Oh, yeah, she is. Because, like, she's trying to put the moves on Superman.
Lois Lane marries Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Can you blame her, though? He's, like, the most powerful man in America.
He's a ginger. That's why she married him.
Yeah, that is true. I always thought, like, Luthor had, like, the worst motivation ever. Because I'm pretty sure in the, like, original storyline, his basic motivation for wanting to kill Superman is, like, there's a chemical fire in his lab. Superman blows it out with his super breath. All the toxic fumes make his hair fall out. And he's like, no, Superman, I will kill you.
Just buy some Rogaine.
I mean, I could be wrong. I could easily be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what. I'm pretty sure that's what went down, though.
That's a terrible reason.
I know it's like it's not like if you're bald, you automatically declare war on a superhero. That's not how things work.
I think he had a little bit of crazy going on because he just like randomly shoot some people in a lab.
Yeah, I mean, he was pretty crazy.
It's a crazy comic, but it's definitely worth reading.
Yeah, yeah. A 1960 story by Jerry Siegel expanded upon Luthor's origins and motivations, revealing him to be a childhood friend of Superman's who lost his hair when a fire destroyed his laboratory. Luthor vowed revenge.
That's such a terrible reason.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd be pretty mad too if Superman messed up my hair.
He should just be happy he's not ginger anymore.
True. True. Because now he has a soul.
Exactly. I hear that joke way too many times.
Yeah, Yeah.
I'm a ginger. I do have a soul. I checked just to make sure.
It's okay, Michael. It's okay.
Well, someone posted a picture of me on Facebook, and some random person I didn't even know said, he's a ginger, therefore no soul.
Yeah, that was kind of ridiculous, honestly.
I don't know you, person.
Get out of my face.
Exactly.
And this all goes back to how much we hate people who don't know us, who act like they do.
I'm going to write a blog about it.
You should. And then we'll link to your blog, and no one will read it.
Probably not.
So yeah, so Superman Red Son. Pretty crazy stuff.
Every time I read for one of the Russian characters, including Superman, I put on this really thick Russian accent in my head. It makes it infinitely better.
I didn't do that, but yeah, I imagine it would. But yeah, Superman's origin story in Red Son involves time travel and stuff. It's kind of crazy. I kind of like it, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, it's not really how his real origin works, but I kind of like it.
I had to ask you if it was.
Yeah, I know, you like Skype messing me, like, that's not how it really happened, is it? And no, it's not, unfortunately. Because that would make for some crazy storylines if it did. Yeah, so Michael, what would you rate it?
I'd give it an 8.
An 8? That's good. I'd probably give it, like, probably an 8 as well.
I mean, I don't really have any original Superman comics to compare it to. But as a standalone, I'd give it an 8.
Yeah, cause, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's a cool story. It's a nice what-if scenario. And it's got some pretty cool stuff in it. Like I said, Ghetto Batman.
Ghetto Batman.
Yeah, Ghetto Batman alone is worth reading it for. Ghetto Batman. Oh, he's so great. So, I think that's about it for the real show. But, as always, we're going to make a couple pleas for love, right, Michael?
Every time.
Because Michael needs help to get over his social phobias.
Please talk to me.
And, let's see. So, like I said, we have that contest going on. Dirt 3, $50 game on Steam. It can be yours for free. For $0. All you have to do is email us at panelpalacepodcast@gmail.com. You know, email us with some, like, be like, hey, you should review this comic. Or, hey, I really like this webcomic. Check it out. Or, hey, Michael sounds weird. Just whatever. Whatever you want to say. You can text or call us at our Google Voice number, 626-765-7257. You know, just leave us a nice little voicemail if you want, or not, whatever, it's up to you. Follow us on Twitter, you can tweet at us, at PanelPals on Twitter. Trying to think who the last, like, real person that tweeted at us was. It might have been the guys from Completely Serious Comics. It might have been. But, yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Make us feel loved. Oh, what? We've got, like, 3 new Twitter followers. What's going on?
Are they listening right now?
No, I don't know. They're on... No, we got 2 new Twitter followers. They're probably porn bots.
Still, it adds to our numbers. My real account doesn't get that many porn bots.
Actually, no, they might not be porn bots. Maybe they just really like our show. That'd be awesome, actually.
That would.
That'd be awesome. Anyway, I should probably stop checking the Twitter account while we're recording.
I'm watching TV half the time we record, so...
I hate you. Oh, yeah. So next week, maybe we can get Luke on here, our buddy Luke. Maybe, right? Didn't he say he'd be willing to do it?
He did. I think Luke would have a lot to add to the show.
I think so, too. We'd have to find a good game for us to talk about and stuff. So yeah, next week we're going to talk about, what is it? We're going to talk about the comic miniseries Tech Jacket, which takes place in the same universe as Invincible, so that'll be cool.
I remember seeing him in there.
Yeah. He's in there. We're going to learn about him. I think it's on like 6 or 7 issues, so it's pretty short. We're going to do a stumble upon, of course. We're going to talk about the webcomic Toothpaste for Dinner. And then I'm sure we'll talk about a video game at some point or something. I don't know. We haven't gotten that far in the planning yet. I kind of make it up as we go along sometimes.
I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah. I mean, it works, though. It works.
Gives me something to do.
Yep. That's pretty much how I look at it, too. So it's either this or I don't really know.
I mean, I'll be writing a paper right now, so.
Yeah. School, man. School's for nerds. Don't do that paper, Michael. Don't do that.
Oh, I should. So, I want to share this.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I have, for my psychology class, I had to do this reflexive conditioning experiment. And what we did was I get some Listerine strips and put them on. Well, okay. My sister was the subject. And if you don't know who my sister is, she is a 16-year-old little girl who has so much attitude. I can't think of a better way to put it, really.
Heather is full of sass.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyways, the experiment with my sister is we get some Listerine strips, and we, like, poke them in the nose, drop a Listerine strip, and then occasionally we'll poke them in the nose and just dab it with a Q-tip and measure their amount of salivation, kind of like Pavlov. So I went through 3 days of 32 trials each day. This was like 3 hours total. Turns out Heather does not learn reflexive conditioning, which is pretty much the most basic type of learning.
Heather is not as smart as a dog, is what we're saying.
Like, my paper is going to be terrible because it's the same all the way through. Like, she didn't learn anything. Basically, the goal was, like, poke her in the nose and then dab her on the tongue without a Listerine strip, and she's supposed to salivate without it. So I don't know what happened there. And that's
no idea.
I'm supposed to be riding right now.
But whatever.
It's due tomorrow morning. It is 11 o'clock here.
Yeah, it'll get done, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. I might have to... If it's late, it won't kill me.
But yeah, so Michael's sister doesn't know how to learn conditioning, basically.
Reflexive conditioning of all things.
Yep. I don't even know. Like, it's just sad.
I still haven't figured out what I'm going to write on my paper. Like, my sister's just weird. That's probably what I'm going to put.
My sister is weird. I need a new subject.
And I had to fight her to get her to sit down and do those trials with me.
Yeah, I was on Skype one day when you were doing it, and it was pretty funny. Because she really is just full of sass.
Like, she made me get up and move everything and go to her room and do it. And I had to move my computer. I had to move my book. I had to go get some water, all that junk. Terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
I'm against this paper.
Just don't do it. Take a zero.
I have 150.
Oh. Probably shouldn't take a zero.
No. Our pigeon's unruly too, so I need all the points I can get.
But Kubaka is so great.
Yeah, he's kind of doing what he's supposed to now, but he still fights us. He was pecking at Megan today.
That's kind of great.
It was funny. At least it wasn't me.
Yeah. Michael, if he ever gets the taste of human blood, you have to kill him. Because then he'll be a person eater.
Probably. I'm pretty sure he'd go for our eyes if we didn't have him in the Skinner box all day.
Probably. I would go for your eyes if you had me in the Skinner box all day. F that.
We beat him. He should be more appreciative.
No. How? No. But anyway, is that pretty much it for the show, Michael?
Sounds like it.
All right. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything. No, I think that's about it. So yeah, next week, Luke might be on. We'll see. Could be fun. Maybe.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Probably another terrible episode, as always. But, so, I guess that's it for this show. Thanks for listening, people. We appreciate it. Because I guess it's nice that people listen to us blather on and on about random things.
Thanks for giving me a reason to not write my paper.
Yeah. Thanks for helping Michael procrastinate. So, I'm Leo.
I'm Michael.
And I guess that's it for us this week.